Chairperson, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee, Mr. Philippe Grandi, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. South Africa aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished ambassador of Chad on behalf of the African group. My delegation expresses its hearty congratulations to the High Commissioner on the extension of his term of office and wish him all the best in coordinating global action to deal with refugee crisis. We would also like to express our appreciation to the Commissioner for the report. South Africa welcomes the report highlighting global trends on forced displacement, current protection challenges experienced by displaced persons, as well as the work that remains to be done. The South African government extends a word of appreciation to the Office of the High Commissioner and Assistant High Commissioner for Protection for the continued support on our efforts to eradicate asylum appeals backlog. The high-level visit by the Assistant High Commissioner, Ms. Gillian Triggs, to South Africa early this year to review bilateral commitments made in 2015 is an illustrious sign of support, and among others, we were able to provide progress report on the backlog project. Some of the outstanding commitments from the meeting with the Assistant High Commissioner is for the UNHCR office to facilitate an engagement with ambassadors and high commissioners of sending states about the rights and obligations of these states. The UNHCR office is also supposed to organize a workshop with the judiciary in South Africa through the Department of Justice on the complexity of international law. We are looking forward to this engagement. We have also made progress with regard to the 143 million South African rands funding from the UNHCR on the backlog. Key among those, we've been able to conduct joint training with Judicial Institute of South Africa, or JIFA, and to enhance training of the new members of the Refugee Appeals Authority of South Africa. South Africa expressed its concern about the disproportionate, unequal, or uneven representation of nationals from countries such as South Africa in the UNHCR structures. South Africa is one of the major contributors and remain committed to extend its financial support to operations of the UNHCR. Since May 2022, South Africa has received over 20,000 requests to apply for new asylum, which we believe are part of the backlog that built over the state of disaster in the advent of COVID-19 pandemic. And over 5,000 have already been adjudicated at first instance. Furthermore, over 89,000 requests for extension of asylum and refugee permits have been processed online and remain valid. In this regard, the department is looking at additional measures to recover lost time in this area. Chairperson, the majority of refugee hosting countries in the world are low and middle low income countries. In most of these host countries, local communities often experience high levels of poverty and face increased chance of economic vulnerability. In this regard, the economic conditions of the host countries are not necessarily better than those of those seeking refuge. The situation, as in the case of South Africa of today, lead to economic competition over scarce resources between the host and refugee countries and cause increased social tension within society. Much as hosting refugees is an international obligation, a humanitarian gesture, and a moral statement, it is settled with very deep challenges which cannot be ignored by this forum. We need to begin discussion on these matters as well. This includes deliberate, unnecessary human-made causes of migration. Linked to this is the burden on host countries by straining public resources and increasing societal strife and the potential for civil conflict. South Africa believes that there is an urgent need to lessen liability on refugee hosting countries, especially developing countries. Therefore, more support to alleviate the burden of hosting refugees is by employing durable and sustainable solutions in accordance with global compact on refugees, such as addressing root cause of forced placement, intensification of settlement, and voluntary returns. Recalling the outcome of the Global Compact on Refugees and inaugural Global Refugee Forum on more equitable, predictable burden on and responsibility sharing among states when it comes to refugee protection, my delegation calls on UNHCR and the international community to provide more support to host countries. Several countries in the African continent host up to 65% of the world's persons of concern, and 16 countries in Southern Africa host nearly 9.7 million of concern, including over 1 million asylum seekers and refugees. Chairperson, we call upon the UNHCR to maximize its mandate to provide international protection to refugees, especially in the occupied territories of Western Sahara and Palestine. South Africa pledges its solidarity with all persons experiencing oppression, persecution, conflict, and other forms of instabilities, and reassure this August House that those who seek international protection in the country will continue to receive support and empathy of my government while working with the international community structures in addressing the root causes of forced migration. In conclusion, South Africa is overhauling its citizenship, international migration, and refugee protection to respond to the emerging challenges. I thank you.